www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Currently going on, President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, is testifying before a Senate Intelligence Committee. Let's take a listen to a portion of her opening statement.
The law provides that no individual in U.S. custody may be subjected to any interrogation, technique, or approach that is not authorized by and listed in the Army Field Manual.
As that hearing is going on, President Trump is also holding a cabinet meeting where he was asked if he believes he should win the Nobel Prize.
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world, not for even here. I want victory for the world, because that's what we're talking about. So that's the only prize I want.
Could something still scuttle this meeting?
Everything can be scuttled.
This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi indicated that her party would like to roll back the tax reform law passed last year if they gain control of Congress in November. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert says there's only one reason she wants a bipartisan tax bill.
She said, we want a bipartisan tax increase. In other words, and what's crazy is when she was speaker before, she would get Republicans to vote for her crazy stuff. But she wants it bipartisan so they don't get thrown out when they raise taxes, which is what they really want to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Three Americans detained in North Korea for more than a year are on their way back to the United States with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, President Donald Trump announced today. The release of the detainees came as Pompeo visited North Korea yesterday to finalize plans for a historic summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief's so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
One of the big stories today is the confirmation hearing of Gina Haspel for CIA director. Let's take a listen to a more extended version of an exchange had today on Capitol Hill.
My time is short, and that respectfully is not responsive to the question. That was a period where the agency was capturing fewer detainees, waterboarding was no longer approved, and especially in light of that Washington Post story, I would really like to have on the record whether you ever called for the program to be continued, which it sure sounds to me like your answer suggested. You said, well, we were doing our job. It ought to be continued.
Senator, may I just say that I don't know which Washington Post story you're referring to, but let me say this about myself. After 9/11, I didn't look to go sit on the Swiss desk. I stepped up. I was not on the sidelines. I was on the front lines in the Cold War, and I was on the front lines in the fight against Al-Qaeda. I'm very proud of the fact that we captured the perpetrator of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I think we did extraordinary work. To me, the tragedy is that the controversy surrounding the interrogation program, which as I've already indicated to Senator Warner, I fully understand that, but it has cast a shadow over what has been a major contribution to protecting this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey there, Huntington County. Here is your weather. Take a look out the window. Sunny with a high of 76 today. Yay! Tonight, we got mostly clear around 50 with a southeast wind. It's going to be light. It's going to be calm. Tomorrow, Thursday, slight chance of showers, okay? Partly sunny. This is all going to happen before 2 o'clock, so during a commute, you might want to bring your umbrella if you're going to walk anywhere. High around 77, we're going to have about a 40% chance of precipitation. That's a tough word for me to say sometimes, ladies. Friday, Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8. Friday, sunny with a high near 73. And here comes the weekend. You ready for this? Chance of showers Friday night. Chance of showers on Saturday with some thunderstorms likely. Sunny on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 75. The weekend is what we're going to look at. But you want to know something? I think spring has officially sprung.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Huntington High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Huntington Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Huntington County. Hello, Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living. Brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are here. We are opening up at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 if you have any questions. If you do, you're going to get expert answers. Expert answers. We are here in the studio today, and I am so fortunate. So fortunate. Listen, you are going to want to pay attention to this show. You're going to want to stop what you're doing unless you're driving or flying a plane, then you can keep doing that. Everything else, you're going to want to stop what you're doing and pay attention and listen to this incredible subject. Quick shout out, by the way. I know Ron and Lauren, who are the driving forces behind Max Challenge, they're listening right now. I see Haley is listening. Hello, Haley. Good to see you. And a shout out to Megan and to Susan. Love you. Mother's Day this weekend. And so we put together very special show. And this today we are going to talk to Peg Wright and Veronica Finley.
Yes.
Finley. Okay. And they are from the Center for Great Expectations, correct? Great Expectations, which is a nonprofit organization. I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to let you guys talk, I promise. It's a nonprofit organization that was started in 1990. 98. And basically, this organization, this nonprofit, helps homeless pregnant women to find a safe place, a safe presence, and a safe path that they can complete a healthy pregnancy and choose the right next step and come up with a plan. And you both are a big part of that. Peg Wright is the CEO, president, and founder, correct?
Correct.
And Veronica, you are the director of?
Development.
Development. Okay, great. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining us today. It's incredible to meet you both. I'm going to kind of jump right into this. Peg, thank you for coming, by the way.
Thank you so much for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Completely my pleasure. Completely my pleasure. So, Peg, let's just jump right into it. Tell us, how did this vision come into a reality back in 1998? Tell us the backstory on it. How did you find this?
Well, it actually started before 1998, and I had been in a corporate job. I was selling diagnostic imaging equipment, and I had my son late in life, and I was 36 at the time, and so I retired, and I guess he was about three, and I started volunteering at a place called Great Expectations Maternity Home. And I was there a couple of days a week. And I came at one point, after I had been there about a year, I met a sister of St. Joseph from Chestnut Hill by the name of Rita Wolke. And Rita had this extraordinary vision to assist homeless women. And the group at the time that was working at Great Expectations, the women we were serving were not necessarily homeless and not necessarily using substances or part of the system. And so Rita taught me about what kind of container would be helpful for homeless women. And so
I see.
In 1998, we created a new corporation. And we named it the Center for Great Expectations.
Okay.
And the interesting thing, Mark, was that mission statement that speaks of a safe place, a safe presence, and a safe path is what we now call trauma-informed.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And they hadn't invented that word yet.
Yeah.
To my knowledge.
Okay.
And so she was way ahead of everyone,
sure.
And my mentor, and just and that's how it started.
Fantastic.
And we were in a little house, you know, two bedrooms.
Wow.
Four beds in one, two in the other. And clearly, women weren't able to return when they had their children.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew we had to do something very different. And so we put a plan in place while I'm learning about what a nonprofit is and what a board is and that, my dear, is an understatement. And just how the state works, how state contracting works. So ultimately, we bought a couple of acres of property from St. Peter's Property Court in Somerset, and we put the plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me thinking, that makes sense. Put it in place. Make it happen.
Yeah.
It's not that easy,
no.
As you know.
No, a lot of work.
And so in 2002, the land was purchased. In 2005, we put the shovel in the ground and raised $4.2 million to build these two
amazing
purpose-built buildings.
Amazing.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
And that was the beginning.
Listen, we have a heartbreak to pay for the show. It's coming up. Veronica, when we come back, I definitely would like to speak to you. I'd like to ask you the same question, how you came to be in the position that you're in here. Okay?
Looking forward to sharing.
So this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Do not move. We'll be right back. If you need to use the restroom, now is the time. Go for it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. Max Living brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020. We can help you change your life. Not joking. That's what we're in the business of doing. So we are back. I am here with Peg and Veronica, and they are the team from the Center for Great Expectations. And if you're just joining us, just remember you can always go back and watch this later on. And just to give you a heads up, because I am all about shameless promotion, by the way, we're going to ask you for money later. Okay, so if you're listening and you're watching, we're going to ask you to donate any amount, the bigger the better, to this amazing organization to support these fantastic people. Just giving you a heads up now. So don't sign off. Stay there. Okay, great. All right. Veronica, same question to you then, please. How did you find the Center for Great Expectations?
Mine was a very different journey. I was at a different nonprofit as their director of development when I had a conversation with Peg about the Center for Great Expectations. And I was truly inspired by the mission. When you can have a direct impact on lives that we do here at the Center for Great Expectations, I knew it was something that I wanted to be a part of. When this position was open, I spoke with Peg, and here I am today, actually a part of this amazing staff, and we're changing lives every day. Fantastic. So I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. How long have you been here?
Only since January.
Since January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Relatively
right.
New.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm going to give a quick shout out to Sheila because she just tuned in. Hello, Sheila. Let's get right in. So the center started in 1998. And Peg, how many women were you able to help in 1998, and how many did you help in 2017 in total, and what's your current capacity situation right now?
Well, in 1998, we served roughly 12 women annually.
12?
Yes. In 2017, we served roughly 480.
12 to 480?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
What a blessing. Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's such a great need.
Amazing. How did this expansion, I mean, and I guess in a brief way, because if we have a lot we could talk about, how did that expansion progress from 98 forward?
Well, we completed the buildings. We started the building process. Mm-hmm. A building for adult women with their children, 8 beds, and then a building for dedicated to adolescents within the foster care system who were pregnant and parenting and their children. So that building project began in 5. We weren't completed with the buildings until the end of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really quite a megilla. And so shortly after that, we realized we needed a continuum of care, because
sure,
residential treatment for substance use disorders and mental health disorders, it's not a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 6-month fix. So we were able to open an outpatient program. So women could continue in care when they graduated out of the residential program.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly thereafter, in roughly 2013, we were able to expand to supportive housing.
Mm-hmm.
So we currently have 28 supportive housing apartments.
Okay.
So women can participate in the outpatient program and still receive case management services,
mm-hmm,
in supportive housing. And then most recently, we began what is called the START program,
mm-hmm,
which is in Hunterdon, Middlesex, and Somerset County.
Okay.
And that is in-home treatment of opioid-dependent pregnant and parenting women.
Wow.
And their children. And, you know, now is a good time for me to talk a little bit, Mark, about our treatment model.
Yes.
And how we do what we do. When Dr. Debbie Roussard joined me, you know, roughly 8 years ago, she came to the center with an understanding of substance use as often being a response to trauma.
Hmm.
Emotional trauma, quite frankly, being the most detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than physical or sexual abuse, believe
mm-hmm
it or not. And so we look at substance use as a maladaptive response to trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so in doing so, our approach to treatment really takes that into account.
Okay.
She's been studying with Bessel van der Kolk at the Trauma Center in Brookline, Massachusetts for many years.
Mm.
And we have implemented, through the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, the ARC model, which is a way of really interacting with clients that come to the center in understanding their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ARC is an acronym for Attachment, Emotional Regulation, and Competency. In addition to that, we institute what is called parent-child psychotherapy or parent-infant mental health.
Hmm.
So we look at a mom's relationship with her own mom, even pre-birth, and then her experiences post-birth. And it's a very relational psychotherapeutic interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not didactic parenting per se. And it really retools that woman's perception of what that attachment means,
yeah,
and what those interactions need to look like. Because, you know that our very initial experiences with our parents are what shape our being.
Oh, sure, your whole worldview.
So, you know, we are very fortunate to be a part of the National Child Traumatic Stress Network.
Mm.
That's Duke University and UCLA. Those are the East and West pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of 80 programs in the country that
right
facilitate trauma-informed care in a substance use disorder setting utilizing ARC and other interventions. We also look very closely at ACEs,
mm-hmm,
Adverse Childhood Experiences.
Right. Yeah.
And we have licensed mental health clinicians with substance use disorder credentials that are able to mitigate these types of situations that are presented to us. And,
yeah,
you know, it starts with a psychiatric evaluation by an ASAM-certified psychiatrist. It has to start there.
Before I even go on to my next question, because people, I know how people view these broadcasts, what's your website? Let's get a... Veronica, can you tell your website?
Yes, it is www.cge-nj.org.
Okay. So if you're listening, you're watching, you want to go there now, take a look around to the, you know. I also know that that's a place where people can donate.
Correct.
To this too? Okay.
And go back in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks.
Because it will be completely updated.
Oh, new website coming
yeah.
up. Okay, got that, folks. Three
yep.
weeks. So, you know, I'm sitting here listening and relatively new to what you do. And, you know, when you first hear your mission and about this place, this is not the, and maybe this is just, I don't want to say it's a male perception or anything like that, because obviously you're helping women out, completely women and their children. It's not a place for women just to go get clean. It's not a place for women to just crash until they can have their baby and get their life together. This is intricately detailed and staffed with a team of highly trained professionals.
Correct.
That are really caring on multiple levels for these women and their children.
Yes.
And the impressiveness of this is amazing to me. Is amazing to me.
And I might add that we do treat men in our outpatient program.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And most recently, in fact, had a very sad situation where a mother in our supportive housing overdosed and died.
Oh, gosh.
And as a result of that, we were able to work with her fiancé, and very closely work with him and introduce parent-infant mental health to assist those children and him in this very tragic situation that unfortunately does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, incredible. Peg, tell us about Katie's program.
Katie's Place is a developmental child daycare.
It's a daycare, okay.
On site.
Mm-hmm.
And really, women that are in our supportive housing can also access this developmental child development center. They would shoot me if they heard me say daycare. It's not daycare.
Okay.
So... But it's, you know, each individual child has a treatment plan in the child development.
Okay.
So they are assessed when they join us, because not only do we treat women who are pregnant or parenting, but we also reunify women with their children.
Excellent.
That may not be with them.
Excellent.
So that child is also assessed fully, and a treatment plan is created, and they are cared for lovingly while their mom is receiving treatment herself.
Fantastic.
So, yes.
Fantastic. The more we talk, the more I understand. When Lauren had met you, Veronica, she and I chatted a little bit about this, and when we had coffee earlier, Peg, this is not the subject of, there's not a spotlight on these women and their case and their plight.
Right.
This is almost a forgotten corner of women's issues in that sense,
yes,
too. And here you are fulfilling this need.
Yes. And I think, you know, for us, you know, when a woman comes to Great Expectations, you know, we don't ask her what she did.
Mm.
We ask her what happened to her.
Okay.
What happened to you?
Sure.
You know, and we have a totally different approach.
Wow.
And understanding. Yeah.
Before we move on, Roots to Recovery. Tell us about that.
That is a wonderful outpatient program right in the middle of the heart of New Brunswick, right at Monument Square.
Mm-hmm.
And we treat, it's a also trauma-informed, gender-specific care. So the men have a men's group, the women have a women's group.
Okay.
We also receive patients through Robert Wood Johnson. In their Narcan Reversal Emergency Room program, as well as St. Peter's University Hospital. And, in fact, we're busting at the seams, and we need to find a new space.
A new space.
Yes. Well, it's 3,000 square feet. We need at least 6 to 10,000 square feet.
So you need a 10,000 square foot place, building in New Brunswick?
Right, probably right outside of New Brunswick.
Okay, so if anybody's listening,
by
just
all means,
putting it out there.
Give me a call.
Okay, so 10,000 square feet in or near or around New Brunswick for this. Okay,
yes.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
So let's talk success stories. I'm sure that you have a plethora that you could choose from. Peg, could you start sharing, Veronica? Would you share afterwards one in particular
certainly
that comes to mind, too?
Because
I would love to hear.
Absolutely.
I love success stories as a personal trainer and just as a motivator. So,
definitely.
Peg, please, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead. Tell us.
Not a problem. Let's see. Most recently, we have a woman in our supportive housing apartments, mm-hmm. which, by the way, are afforded us by Avalon Bay. And Avalon is a huge nationwide company that has apartments all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a relationship with Avalon right behind our residential programs.
Wonderful.
And this particular young lady came to us, and I'm going to say 6 years ago, and stayed with us for a year in our residential treatment. And it was tough for her. You know, it was a very difficult path for her.
Hmm.
She was pregnant and gave birth to a beautiful son, Kevin, who's adorable, and continued in our outpatient and moved into our supportive housing. And she was looking for a job. And she was starting to feel pretty good about herself. She had a, you know, 1 year of recovery under her belt. And she approached White Castle, and she said, you know, I'm going to be the manager of this White Castle someday. And they said, well, you come on board, and you know, show us what you've got, and we'll talk. Well, darn it, that woman is now the manager of three White Castles, not one.
Excellent.
And, you know, she comes to speak to the women in the residential program. I mean, she was with us about a month ago, and she had just come back from a business trip in Ohio. And
My goodness.
I know.
That's
just
amazing.
Stunning.
Yeah. Yes.
She's an inspiration.
That's fantastic.
Stunning.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So she comes back and she shares her story
with
other people.
She does.
Fantastic.
She does.
Does that happen often? People,
you know,
come
it,
back?
It does. And we, you know, we are going to have a wonderful celebration on June 2nd. Mm-hmm. We have an alumni picnic every year.
Okay.
And it is just an extraordinary event. And we see women that have been with us since we opened, and they come back with their children, and it is just a fantastic day. We just have such a great time. We have a picnic, and we have face painting, and people are sharing stories, and it's so uplifting for the staff.
Sure.
You know, to see that women are thriving, their children are thriving. It's really, it's a fantastic day.
Amazing. Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Veronica, somebody pop into your head about a success?
Yes, and presently it's one of the women in our adolescent facility, and she's just amazing. She's been with us for several years. She has a two-year-old son, and she's overcome so much, but she strives to get better. So presently, she's at the local community college getting her associate's degree.
Okay.
She's about to finish that. And
fantastic.
Then that gives her a solid foundation to go out, find, and pursue the career that she's always dreamed of. So she's worked really hard to get where she is. And she continues to move forward. And getting this degree will allow her to take the next best steps for both herself and her son.
Excellent.
So she, too, is an inspiration, and she'll be leaving our program shortly.
Do you ever have people who have graduated? Is that the term I would use, graduated your program, that come back and work for you? Has that happened yet?
We have.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How many times has that happened?
You know, because we serve women from the entire state of New Jersey in our residential program, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon, Mark. I mean, at any given time, you know, we can look like we're a program from Camden.
Okay.
You know, we can have five or six people from way down south. So from that perspective, you know, it not as often as you would think because, but we've definitely had several.
Okay.
Which is magnificent.
On a daily basis, there has to be multiple challenges that you and your staff, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, have to overcome.
Yes.
In these things, what are some of the typical daily challenges that you face? I mean, in this in these programs, what like a daily one?
Well, Excuse me.
No problem.
Let's see. You know, when you come to the center, and I would invite everyone in our listening audience, and certainly you, Mark.
Thank you.
The environment is palpably positive.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And if I could just add to what Peg is saying, on June 12th, we will be hosting an informational open house from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Okay. If anyone is interested in joining us at the open house, they're welcome to do so. Please give us a call and let us know that you'll be attending so we know to prepare, and we'll have light snacks for people too.
June 12th.
June 12th from 12 until 1 at our facility. We'll give you a tour. You'll learn more about what we do. There'll be light refreshments, and it's a great introduction to the Center for Great Expectations. So if they could call, if they're interested in attending, they can call 732-247-7003. And please put in extension 333. You'll be speaking to one of our CGE representatives, and we'll add you to our guest list. We'd love to have you.
And the phone number once more, 732?
247-7003, extension 333.
333. Okay, excellent. How you doing?
Good. Better. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
So when we talked a little earlier about trauma-informed care,
yes,
you know, that really is very critical for staff. Because to your point, Mark, the staff experiences what we call secondary traumatic stress from being in the environment that we're in. Because the, you know,
that makes sense.
The horrific experiences that the women and the adolescents have had in their lives, they are finally in a safe place.
Yeah.
They're without their substances. Those emotions fly out. So we really need to be mindful of that. And in doing so, we've done several things. One is, several years ago, we adopted what is called the nurtured heart approach, which is a way of being in relationship with each other and also, you know, with the residents that we serve. And it really focuses on the greatness of each individual and celebrates that greatness. And we're very supportive of one another.
Yeah,
It's a family at the Center for Great Expectations.
I can sense that.
And it is critical to be there for one another. And we pay very close attention to that.
Mm.
Our clinical staff are very mindful of the importance of self-care.
Excellent.
You know, so when the clients are experiencing art therapy, it's not unusual for us to join in.
Fantastic. That's great. That is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you know, the family, when you said family, that popped into my head before. One of the things we had talked about earlier, too, which I completely love, because I think it's kind of like a max challenge characteristic, is to encourage and praise on specific things.
Exactly.
You were telling me that it's not just, oh, wow, you did a great painting.
Right.
It's much more detailed than that.
It's authentic.
Yes.
You know, and it's an authentic acknowledgement of that greatness.
Yeah.
And for that matter, it can be an authentic acknowledgement for how a particular behavior didn't go completely off the rails.
Okay.
You know, I really like the way you controlled your feelings in that moment when you received that very difficult news.
Mm. I see.
May not have been perfect, but we're not looking for perfection.
I see.
Progress.
Small steps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A part of the problem with doing this show is how fast time flies. So I'm watching the clock here. I really want to touch on a number of subjects here, too. Okay. So currently, you don't stop fundraising, right?
That's
perpetual
yes.
need. What are some of your current critical needs, for lack of a better term? What are some of the things that you need right away besides 10,000 square feet in and around New Brunswick?
Well, there's always a need for monetary contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And presently, in celebration of Mother's Day, we have an online giving campaign taking place on CrowdRise. It's called Mother's Love.
CrowdRise.
CrowdRise, yes. And if you go to CrowdRise, their webpage, just put in the Center for Great Expectations, and it'll bring up our page, and it's called Mother's Love. Excellent. And we're hoping that people, in honor of their own mothers, will mm-hmm. make a contribution to help our moms be the best mothers they can be and help those children, too, because you know, by helping our moms, you're actually breaking a generational cycle mm-hmm. of neglect. And these moms have never had a parental role model, so we're teaching them how to be the parent that they wanted to be.
Excellent.
And that's really powerful for these moms, and giving those kids a mom who can nurture them and be with them the rest of
sure.
their lives. It's really very powerful.
Wow. And, you know, I love the alternative giving subject. You could buy mom flowers, which will be gone in 5-7 days, maybe 10 if you find a good florist. The perfume is going to run out eventually. To honor your mother by giving to the Center for Great Expectations, this is investment. This is not a gift. But if you went back to your mom, and if you're like me, even if your mom is not here anymore, just to honor them. But if you went back to your mom and said, Mom, instead of spending $50 on flowers, and give her the website and show her what you just did in her name, that's an amazing thing. That's a fantastic idea. I love that alternative giving idea. That's great.
And if you go to our page, you'll see a brief client story and a quote from a client about what motherhood means to her. That's also quite powerful.
You also need volunteers.
Yes, we do. Our volunteers perform a variety of services that greatly impact what we do. Mm-hmm. We have moms at Katie's Place who come in. They hold the babies. They take them outside and help watch them while the kids play and are an integral part of what they do. We have some people who come in who have maybe an artistic talent and share that talent with our clients and do some type of program with them. We also have a need for people who like to do events to join our golf committee or our gala committee. And if there are any corporations or businesses who like to do group activities, goodness, we have a group coming in. Avalon Bay is actually coming in to work on our landscaping this week. And they're tremendously helpful. Our grounds are always beautiful, thanks to Avalon Bay. And they could paint with us. Sometimes they help us put mailings together. There are a variety of volunteer opportunities if anyone's interested in being involved.
And the phone number you gave before, the 732-247-7003, if they're interested in volunteering, would they call that number?
That is correct,
yes. Any different extension?
They can call 333 for now, and we'll route them to the proper person.
Right. We have just about 2 minutes before we have a hard break there. Peg, we talked about this briefly before. On a daily basis, you both and your staff see sometimes horrible circumstances for these women, possibly their children too. We talked briefly about some of the stories that you shared earlier. We're not going to go into that right now. But the one thing I did want our audience to hear is when you have this happening on a daily basis, I mean, boy, when I think I have a bad day, it's nothing in comparison. How do you keep your faith in humanity? What keeps you on a daily basis? You wake up in the morning and you get your feet on the floor. What spurs you forward?
The first thing I do is I meditate for 20 minutes.
Oh, excellent. I like that.
That just happens.
Okay.
But, you know, Mark, we talked a little bit about this. I have a tremendous sense of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that gratitude in my heart, you know, I had shared with you that, you know, I'm a woman in recovery. Yeah. I have 29 years of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And my family life was, you know, comparatively speaking, a walk in the park.
Mm.
Not without its challenges. Clearly, I had many. But I wasn't in poverty.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't, you know, abused 9 ways to Sunday. And, mm-hmm. you know, yet I still responded to the challenges that I did have mm-hmm. to really mitigate those feelings with alcohol and
sure.
drugs. So I so get how tough it is for these women. And when I see, I am inspired by them. Just their courage and their willingness to trust us is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And God bless them. You know, You know, I surround myself with women that really understand that this is a disease mm-hmm. that is exacerbated by horrific human circumstances. Mm-hmm. And we must stop the stigma.
Yeah.
We have to stop it.
And talk about it.
We have to talk about it.
Take action.
Definitely.
Take action. We're going to take a quick break, ladies, okay? This is Max Living. I'm your host, Mark LaRose, Center Manager. We are going to be right back. Do not move. We are here with Pagan Veronica from the Center for Great Expectations. They help pregnant women find a safe place and a safe presence. We will be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. I am your host, Mark LaRose, 908-627-7020 if you have questions. I am here with Peg and Veronica from the Center for Great Expectations. They and their staff, their wonderful people, are in the business, so to speak, of helping women, helping mothers, and we are doing this show in honor of Mother's Day, and so let's get right to the nitty gritty here, ladies. What do you need? During the commercial break, we need $1.7 million. So, folks, whoever's got their checkbook handy, that's one way to do it. But I know that what we have coming up is the Gift of Hope Gala. That's coming up when?
That is October 5th at the Hyatt Regency in New Brunswick.
Okay.
It will be celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. So
20
it's,
years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Excellent. It's going to be an amazing evening. It always is. And we hope people can join us. If they'd like to sponsor, be a sponsor for the event, there are plenty of opportunities. But we'd like to have you come join us, too. We have a client speaker that night who is always inspirational. And it's just a wonderful evening and opportunity to come celebrate with us.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And so when it comes to exactly what you need, you need money to keep this going. You're helping 418,
probably 18. More like 500, because we have added the START program, which will treat women in Hunterdon County that are opioid dependent with substance use case management and parent-infant mental health
mm-hmm.
in their homes. So that's
in their homes.
Yes,
that's great.
In-home program. So we're very excited to be able to offer that. It's and not to forget about the golf outing.
Yes.
Oh, when's the golf outing?
That is July 12th.
Okay.
And that will take place at Suburban Country Club. It's called the Kent Danico Classic.
Okay.
And Ken will be there to meet and greet you.
Okay.
It's, again, just a fantastic event with sponsorship opportunities and opportunities for people to come out, join us, and play some golf for a great cause.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So this is – it's fascinating to me what you do and why you do this too. This is such about motherhood and creating, you're breaking a chain in so many instances. And we talked a little bit about my background, Peg, but and also with you, Veronica, when we were outside, but you're breaking a chain and you're teaching women how to be moms and how you're telling them and showing them that they are capable of doing what they set their minds to do, that they are not, they don't have to be the victim of the circumstances anymore. And so your website again is?
www.cge-nj.org. And they can donate on the site as well.
Okay.
And as Peg said, we're going to have a brand new site in about 3 weeks. We're
okay.
very excited about
Excellent.
The new site. So take a look today and then check it out in about 3 weeks.
Just going to give a shout out to Laura and Megan who signed in. Howdy. Good to see you. Oh, and Zamir. I just saw you. Sorry about that. And the telephone number is 732-247-7003. For giving opportunities, for volunteer opportunities. This is something that folks that maybe skip going out to dinner this month. I'm being serious. So many people, and you know, like I've said before, I'm a former pastor, and I understand that when we talk about people giving, I'm shameless when it comes to it, though. So we need $1.7 million by December 31st.
Out of 7 million.
Out of 7 million, and we need this because you are going to help over 500 women, and that doesn't even include their children.
And men.
That doesn't even include the babies just yet, too. And these are people who are human beings who have real need that are right here in our county and in this area.
Yes.
In New Jersey. They're not in another state. They're not in another country. Not that people don't need help. But if you wanted to give to something in New Jersey where you are investing in the life of not just one woman, but a mom and multiple mothers and their babies, this is going to be the place to do it. We have a couple of minutes left. Let's freestyle. What do you want to talk about for the last few minutes? Please.
I would like to mention once again our open house on coming up on June 12th from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. So if you want to take a look at what we do and see what our facilities are all about, please come join us. I think you'll be truly inspired by what you see, and it's a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know us a little bit and see what you think.
Fantastic. Now, before I forget, before I even go any further, because we're talking about giving, and I know Lauren is probably going, hey, Mark, Lauren and Ron Edelstein wanted me to hand you a check from Max Living of Clinton. So that is our contribution to, you know, in addition to your fundraising efforts.
Wow,
okay?
thank you so very much.
So very much.
It's definitely our pleasure here. So,
that's wonderful.
they're great people, and I know Lauren might blush on this one, but Ron and Lauren are unique people, success-driven, compassionate, caring, focused people, and to be honest with you, and I don't think I've said this before on the air, but I feel very blessed to have found them and to be able to work not just for them but with them and with Megan also. So it's just a great team. I like to call us the Fantastic Four. We actually mesh pretty good together. Veronica, somebody says to you, you know, when you think about the Center for Great Expectations, one word, first word that pops into your mind?
Amazing.
Amazing. Peg?
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom. That's amazing. That's a great word for that, too. It is freedom, too. And again, we just have a couple minutes left. Let's just chat for a second here. One more success story. People love success stories. I love hearing them. Is there any, even if it's one of your staff, that comes in to mind?
Ah, well, Debbie.
Debbie? Okay. Debbie, hey, Debbie.
Dr. Roussard is like the brains of the operation.
Oh, okay.
No doubt about it.
There you go.
And, you know, she is training other agencies all over the state of New Jersey right now. So Eva's Village, Daytop, Straight and Narrow. She's been invited to Washington multiple times to sit on SAMHSA's panel to discuss trauma-informed care for opioid use disorder treatment.
That's fantastic.
So the treatment model that we've created is so critical, I think, and that it was her brainchild. And
so she developed it?
She did over
Dr.
time.
Interesting.
Yes, she did. It's called the CARE model. And based on all of the experiences that she's had with the trauma center in Brooklyn, Mass, and others, she's put this together. We work very closely with Dr. Emily Bosk and her team at Rutgers University to collect data because, you know, it's not enough to just say we think it works.
Sure.
We're data-driven.
Sure.
And we feel that that's a critical component to, you know, our trauma-focused model that also includes that parent piece that I talked to you about, which I think is big. It's a big deal.
You take it to the next level. One of my personal mottos is that success is not by accident. Success is not by accident. When human beings, when women and sometimes men come to you, they need to know they're safe, and they know that because of the different levels of care and the amount of preparation that you and your staff put into this, the amount of energy, the amount of life that you breathe into an amazing program and a program, programs that provide freedom, an avenue to freedom to break those chains.
Yes. That's you know, incredible. I had a meeting with, I have a new COO. I needed desperately to have a COO, and I have him. He's magnificent. But I said to him, you know, Tim, one of the things that really sets us apart at the center, we meet at Starbucks on Wednesday morning, is that we are consistently looking at what isn't working, and we focus on it, and we get it right.
Fantastic.
And we continue to do that. So
excellent. We're out of time, ladies. It's amazing how fast this flies. Thank you, Peg.
Thank you,
Veronica. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing. Again, the website one last time. 10 seconds.
www.cge-nj.org.
And that's where you can give. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Join us next week at 1 p.m. also. Peg, Veronica, thank you again for joining us here and sharing. Okay, it was really great.
It's terrific.
Stay tuned.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, as President Donald Trump kicked off a cabinet meeting, he took a few questions from reporters. One of the reporters asked what would happen if Iran started up their nuclear program.
Iran will find out. They're going to find out. I don't think they should do that. I would advise Iran not to start their nuclear program. I would advise them very strongly. If they do, there will be very severe consequence. Okay?
Also today in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, went before a Senate Intelligence Committee where she said she's the right person for this job.
I have been asked by President Trump to lead this workforce and to continue the work that Mike Pompeo and I began a little more than a year ago, ensuring that CIA is postured to meet the complex challenges our nation faces.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There are different reactions coming in from Iran regarding President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hardliners in Iran's